They say life in 40 ages just a state of mind.
I mean, I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo! This is what it is! You put one foot in front of the other and...
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the Fountain of Youth.
Stephanie, you're going to have to fire me up this week because I just don't have the mojo today.
He's really mellow.
I think I am.
Asleep.
I popped in the car. I put on U2 radio on my Pandora channel.
And it... You became all zen.
Well, sometimes that is plays a lot of upbeat music, but this morning it was like Coldplay.
And it's all rainy and stuff.
Yeah.
It's rainy and cold.
It just kind of put me in that frame of mind.
I've been kind of like that this week with all the rain and the clouds rolling in, and it got cold. You kind of, bunker down and put your sweaters on, and it makes you feel all
this
cozy.
This is what fall means to me.
I know.
It means seasonal affective disorder. So I'm like walking around, ooh, mopey.
Man, all the allergies setting in too. I've got a whole like...
I don't know what different. You mean.
Mine's my ears. I'm like, what'd you say? What'd you say? I'm going to stick a needle in there and pop it.
That's really just selective hearing, and you know it. And
I
you
can
know it.
I have something to blame it on. It's allergies.
Whatever.
You can blame anything on allergies if you live in Louisville.
I know.
Sorry.
Oh, man. It just really allergies. Drove me to crush a Big Mac just now. It's allergies. What can I tell you?
I know. Everyone will shrug their shoulders and go, oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't get a Big Mac every now and then, right?
I know.
Guilty pleasure. We should do a whole episode on guilty pleasures.
Oh, yes. I have a lot, like cake balls, that I went and got at the bakery today to take to my little girl's coffee talk.
Well, that's just a nice treat.
It is a nice treat, but, you know, in at you know, the middle of the day
the
on
Bee Gees
a weekday,
is a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Or
yes,
Hanson.
That's just a nice treat. No, right. Hanson. No.
I put Mbop on my kids' playlist.
Okay, and, so it would be like cheesy television show. Like,
right.
I don't watch any of that stuff. I don't watch like, I know people who are highly educated folks who thoroughly enjoy the Housewives type shows.
The Real Housewives stuff?
Right, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever watched one of those ever.
I have. I can't.
It totally makes me better than them, right?
Doesn't it stress people out to just see anger all the time?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's fun. I have no idea.
I think they just chuckle.
I shouldn't judge.
No, it makes you feel really good about your life when you watch those things.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
then you go, wow, my life is awesome.
So are their lives unstable or something?
I think so, probably. Okay, that's the whole point.
They're living in, Beverly Hills. Or.
Right. But it shows you that you might want all this money and think that you're going to all of a sudden be awesome, but this is what happens.
No, I thought about that this past weekend as I was trimming my... weeds in my yard.
Okay.
And I was thinking, I don't know, I love doing yard work because it frees my mind and then it just wanders and I'm thinking all sorts of stuff. Kind of like taking a shower, you know. That's when I get all my good ideas because I have nothing to think about other than that.
Right.
So when I'm doing yard work, this passed through my head. I'm like, you know, money really can't buy happiness. I understand that, but it can buy this weed eater that doesn't have a cord attached to it and that is battery powered. And
we have that.
And I have the little trimmer heads that don't require string. Mm-hmm. They're just little pieces of plastic that whip around. That makes me happy. And it's very inexpensive happiness.
Exactly. That is true. That it's not the money itself, but the material things, the conveniences that it brings you.
Yeah. Do you think that happiness is a kind of a wasted concept, a waste of time?
I think happy is too plain.
Is what?
Like happy. It's overused.
It is. Well, it's meaningless.
It's meaningless. That's what I mean. It's because there are deeper words that I think people can seek for than happiness.
I totally agree. And my word is content.
Yes. Content is much better than
happiness.
Happiness
can change with the drop of a hat.
Oh, right. Exactly. You
know, like, I just ate a Big Mac, so I feel really happy right now. But
you won't be content.
I'm going to be hungry
because
in a while.
You're going to be angry at yourself for eating that Big Mac.
Well, you know, that's just an example. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Happiness is fleeting. Contentment, and we're getting into words of wisdom already.
Yeah, you have to stop. We have a much more important topic to talk about.
Deep stuff. Oh, well, okay. Let me just finish my thought. Contentment is something that is more of a lifestyle than a state of mind.
It has substance.
Right.
Happy does not have substance.
I think we're all down with that, right?
Yeah.
I need to do some philosophical reading.
Okay.
All these, you know, there's also, whatever.
I'd fall asleep.
Well, I probably will. I can't even read the most exciting book on earth without falling asleep.
Exactly.
I get 3 pages and eyes get droopy.
I have friends that are readers, and I just don't. I'm like, how am I friends with you? Because I have nothing in common with you in this regard.
My whole life I've read before I went to sleep, and now my body is conditioned to go to sleep when I read.
There you go. You did it to yourself. It's your fault.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's my fault. Well, there was big news this week,
and a
shift in the in the universe, so to speak. And I don't know a ton about it.
Me neither. That's why I thought we'd talk about it.
I read a couple articles, but I think we have some things we need to work through.
Okay.
With regard to our personalities. Evidently, there is a new star sign in the zodiac.
And I can't really pronounce it.
Ophicus?
Yeah, Ophicus. At least it's not mine. I don't have to claim that one.
No.
Because I don't want to have to say it.
My sister is that. So that would, well, I need to read up on it. You know what? It's weird that she is the new sign because she loves this stuff.
She loves this stuff.
We had a book growing up called Star Signs or Sun Signs, and I swear it's still on the back of my mom's toilet. And she's even moved houses, and that book came with her and sitting on the back of the John because it's interesting to think about personalities and how they might be affected and look at similarities with people. So,
well, let's see, because we're the same birth month, but we do not have the same sign.
No, we don't.
What is your sign, Dan?
Your
new sign?
My new sign?
Yeah.
According to what this says, I am now an Aries.
Okay, and that is what I was.
Okay, so let's read what an Aries is. Okay. Enterprising, incisive, spontaneous, daring, active, courageous, and energetic. This is the first time I've ever read this.
Yes.
Because I'm used to what a Taurus is supposed to be.
So, is this you? Well, keep going.
Aries are the proverbial infants, guileless and optimistic to the fault. However, they are also impatient, impetuous, proud. No, this is not me whatsoever.
Well, I'm sorry. The signs say it is you. So, you must become this.
Whatever.
What is that? But that's what I was. Is that me? But you're optimistic. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. There are so many adjectives here. How you're going to hit on 50% of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't... Proverbial infants? I don't know if that's necessarily a compliment, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay.
No, I mean, the star sign... With the zodiac signs and stuff, some of the stuff you read it, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, this
I don't want to be that.
My Taurus says, I'm one of the most easily recognizable zodiac... Positive traits include reliability, practicality, ambition, sensuality, and independence. However, they also have some negative traits. Lazy, stubborn. I don't think I'm stubborn
at
all.
You're not.
Materialistic, not at all. And possessive, I don't think so. I think that even that's
so you're half and half.
Yeah.
So neither.
And you are now...
You'd have to just pick one and just claim.
Why don't I just make up my own sign?
You're a combo.
And I'll just be me.
You're a combo.
Whatever. You are now a Pisces?
I'm now a Pisces. I was the Aries.
Now, okay. So you used to be enterprising, incisive, spontaneous, daring, active, courageous, and energetic.
That's like pretty much spot on, okay. I think.
And infantile, guileless, optimistic, impatient, impetuous, vain, proud, and egoistic.
Yeah. And that's where it goes a little, I am...
Nobody wants the negative traits. Give me a break.
Like, no. I feel like I am proud, but I don't do it in a vain way.
I'll own my laziness. That's fine.
No, I can own some of... What were they again? Some of the negative ones? I'll own one.
Impatient, impetuous, vain,
impatient.
Proud.
I'm impatient. Stop.
Okay.
No, I am impatient. Okay, I do want...
Now you're a Pisces. Says your ruling planet is Neptune and Pisces, more intuitive than others and have an artistic talent.
No.
Math teacher.
Yeah. I'm so artistic.
Neptune is connected to music, so Pisces reveal music preferences in the earliest stages of life. Didn't you post something about
gangster rap?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was rapping when I was like 2. Yeah,
right.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was before the time in the 70s. I was just like, this rap thing's going to be huge.
You posted something on Facebook about House of Pain, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to my 90s hip-hop station while I was doing my work this morning.
You're not impressed that I partied with DJ Lethal?
I couldn't believe that you actually would voluntarily listen to that if it came on and not switch over.
Oh, I love that song. But DJ Lethal ended up in Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit was big when I was back in radio.
It is kind of tied to your preferred genre of music.
Heavy guitars. You were also generous, compassionate, and extremely faithful and caring. Now, who wouldn't want to own those traits?
Of course I am. Right. Yes.
I'm not compassionate. Screw other people.
I am so compassionate.
Yeah. Well, how much do you buy into any of this?
I don't.
Have you ever paid? No. Did you used to get up and read it in the paper when we had papers?
I think when I was maybe a teen or something like that, what's your horoscope? You know, we'd read those kinds of things. But I know that there are people out there that think they, you know, can't get married to a certain sign because they're not compatible, and I don't believe any of that stuff.
Well, that's what that book that my mom has is all about. It would compare, you know, Taurus man with Leo woman, which is what my wife is.
What is the the new breakdown for Pisces? When does it start? My husband's March.
Scroll. Pisces, the new one is March 11th to April 18th.
Oh, so I just missed him. So we were almost the same sign. He's March 7th.
My middle daughter is on the 21st of March. So she's a cusper. She's halfway between Aries and Taurus, and she's 100% wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She can be whatever she wants.
Yeah, I don't really, I mean, I think it's fun to kind of look at those things. It's almost like when you take a personality test and you learn about yourself or something like that. And I don't know how accurate those things are. I just think it's,
I don't either. I've never seen the results. Nobody's ever shared the results
you take
of mine. Other than the Myers-Briggs, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and so I think it's just interesting to talk about, but I don't think any weight should be put in it. But I mean, people make careers out of this stuff, right? Reading you and telling you your horoscopes.
Other people make careers out of robbing banks too. It's just about the same thing.
It's like, but what I'm saying is there has to be some sort of demand for this information.
My kids, ironically enough, like maybe 2 weeks ago on the way to school, said, "What's astrology?" And then I had to try to explain all of this nonsense, which I don't think that I did. I was like,
I don't
ask your mother.
I don't know how I would explain it. I'd be like stars and dates and adjectives.
That's good. I mean, Mrs. V and I don't pay any attention to any of this stuff, I don't encourage anybody to pay attention to it. But this was fun. I mean, it's fun to look at what the stars say I'm supposed to be, and then I challenge the stars.
You are. You're egoistic. What did it say? Ego.
Yeah.
There you go. You have to start becoming more vain.
Of course, you know that we are
egotistical.
We are stars. We're made out of stardust. Oh, but that's a topic for another podcast.
Sure.
That's a long one. We have a guest today.
We do. And she's so funny.
We'll get her take on all this stuff. She's funny. She's she's super involved with her kids. She's a great writer. She's super creative. Robin Davis Sakula is here, and we're going to talk to her in a minute.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
We're just so happy. Do we have local celeb? Wait, you're not a celebrity.
No.
No, we have expert. Wait, you're not an expert on anything.
No, I don't know why I'm here.
I suggested you come here because you're funny.
Well, that's good enough. Yeah. Just tell people I'm funny. I don't need to be an expert. I don't need to be a celebrity.
Stand-up
funny.
Comic?
Nah, one day maybe. I'm sitting right now.
Maybe improv.
Yeah.
You're not. We see you on camera. You're actually sitting.
Hi.
Yeah, Facebook Live for the first time as we're recording this, so it's fun. Robin Davis Sakula is here, and she's very funny, and she's a wonderful mother, right? From what I can tell.
Let's
from
go
a
with
distance,
that.
Your kids are a hoot.
They are.
Or
they
you
are
recognize
really
that they're a hoot.
Yes.
And but you are a very successful writer, an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll agree to all this?
Sure. Just keep talking.
She's like, keep it coming. I sound great. I love me.
Yeah. I know. This is fantastic.
She also just won an award.
I did.
What for?
I won the Howard Dubin Award from the Society of Professional Journalists.
And Howard Dubin is...
He was a very important Society of Professional Journalists person who did a lot of work to support his chapter. And the award was given to me for outstanding service to the Louisville Pro chapter.
Nice.
I served as president for many years. I'm not president now. That's the fabulous April Corbin. Hmm. And so I'm now involved in SPJ in other ways.
I was in PRSSA in college.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wrote the newsletter. I was the newsletter chair.
Wow.
I'm going to throw out some acronyms. I don't.
Public Relations Student Society.
I know what it stands for, but I just thought we were going to start talking in acronyms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
LOL.
And yeah, you know Joe Skeel, right?
Yes.
He's one of my Ball State journalism cronies.
Yes, I walked. You told me the first conference I went to, the Excellence in Journalism Conference in Vegas. You said, "Walk up to Joe Skeel and slug him on the arm for me." And I did that, and I did it kind of hard. And I told him that was from you, and he's kind of avoided me ever since.
Oh well, you maybe pack a punch.
Who knew, right?
Gee whiz!
I know.
So we were talking before you came in about the new star signs and the new zodiac,
yes.
And what that means for humanity, the gravity that it carries. That now we're all different people.
We basically said we don't
somehow.
Care.
Right. Well, here's the thing: I didn't care until I looked up my sign, and it's different.
Yeah, mine changed too.
And I'm like, no.
Because you've lived this long identifying with what were you?
I was a Scorpio.
Scorpio.
And
I
now,
didn't write those down.
Now I'm a different one. I think maybe I'm a Libra now.
Go back and look.
November 5th.
Okay.
Go back to our list.
I'm
November 5th.
All right. You are now a... What? I can't read this. Libra.
You are a Libra now.
I am. Which, no. I reject this.
You reject it?
I reject this.
Why? What is it about a Libra? Did you read?
Yeah. No, I haven't. I just, Scorpio, like every time I read about Scorpio, I'm like, that kind of fits me, even though I totally don't believe in astrology, but apparently I do.
Well, I don't get...
She is very affected by this. We can see from the video.
Right?
Do you think astrology is leave behind from the Greeks and Romans who named the constellations?
That sounds about right. Sure.
That's... My kids learn all that stuff in school, so they look up at the sky. Ooh, it's Ursa Major or whatever. You know, they know all the real deal.
Right.
Just, hey, look, that doesn't mean anything. I'm just trying to impress you with how smart my kids are.
Right. Well, aren't we all? That's all life is in your 40s.
I guess so. So, tell us how your kids came to be a hoot.
I think that we have a deep appreciation in our family for humor.
Good.
And I think that they found out that making people laugh diffuses tense situations and a lot of the things that I discovered about humor, that it's a very useful tool. And they know that it works on me. And it does.
I've always kind of...
So that's the way to get mom
to back down.
Yeah.
What? That seems obvious to me.
Yeah.
Make me chuckle and I'll... You know,
I forget.
I sometimes have to hold that in when my son does something. Yes. I have to go, that is not, I'm trying to be serious.
Are your parents funny?
My dad was in his youth. He became very serious and stern in his later years.
Later, as in after 40s?
About the time I came along. He was a Baptist minister for a while and then became a health inspector. My husband says he loved rules.
Yes. That sounds like a whole career of rules.
Yes. He was the kind of person who you would say, I won an award in my, also from Society of Professional Journalists in about 1993, and it was being handed out in Miami, and I said something about going to accept it, and he said, you can't. That's hurricane season. It's like, yes, for 6 months, nobody's going to Florida.
Not a soul.
Okay, fine.
I lived in Florida for 4 years, and I think your hurricane threatened Fort Myers one time, and they gave us the day off of work to go, afternoon off to go make sure our houses were secure, and you got to sink all your patio furniture into your pool so it doesn't blow away.
I didn't know about
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And you get to make sure your hurricane shutters are all drawn. And the next day, not a cloud in the sky. It was awesome. Like, well, I'm not going to voluntarily go into work now. Are you kidding me? I'm 22.
Yeah, I got to recover.
Let's start drinking.
Yeah.
I lived like a mile from the beach or something. That was
good living, huh?
Can't you talk about being present? I was present that day. I was content, not happy. You're talking about the difference between happiness and contentment.
I was listening to a previous episode on my way over.
Oh, good.
Oh, man. I'll bet you are so wise from listening to the things that we've said before.
She prepares.
Yeah. I did. I was going to just Donald Trump it and just show up and just be like, come on, let's do this.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be huge.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't have any note cards. There isn't anybody talking into my ear. There's no conspiracy.
Right. Okay.
Just the voices in your head.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just those. They're company, though.
We've done like a whole 15, I think, or something.
Oh.
Yeah. We're really seasoned.
I think it's 17. I think 17? The last, I listened to the 17th episode this morning.
This is
the last one about the 80s and 90s.
I think this is.
Yeah. So if it was 17, then this is 18.
I think this is 19.
19.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, close enough.
Yeah, you guys, your short-term memories.
Look it up on the online.
You could, but why? I mean, let's just talk about it.
This is kind of a generic question, but what did you do for your 40th birthday?
Oh, dear. Well, there was a series of things. Around my 40th birthday, I can't remember if my father had died before that, or I remember you saying that was something that happened to you as well, that your father died around your 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. And that was the same experience I had. I found a Groupon for zip lining, which I know Groupon and dangerous things don't go together, but
they
I decided.
They seem to, though.
Yeah. Well, it was the Red River Gorge one that was relatively new, and I posted about it on Facebook and said, I want to go do this. And my friend, Laura from D.C., my husband calls her Crazy Laura, she said, well, I will come and do that with you. So she went, and my friend Kate Caulfield, who lives here, the three of us went zip lining. And then we went away for the weekend and went down there and went zip lining. And we discovered after we got there that
how
a dry
long
county.
Does zip lining take?
It's a dry.
That's a weekend.
She went to a dry county.
Yeah,
on her 40th birthday.
Yeah, we showed up and we were like, "So let's go to the liquor store." They're like, "It's a dry county." I'm like, what?
What's the closest dry county?
How far is it to get out of here?
Yeah.
It is my 40th birthday.
All right, so zip line.
It was great.
Was that a newfound sense of adventure for you?
Yes,
or was that?
Because I thought it's probably safe. Although when we got there, there was a small graveyard right outside the place.
Nice welcome.
Maybe just for effect.
Welcome to Groupon Ziplining.
Yeah, right. Would you like to buy the burial package? But it was an awful lot of fun. And it's the Red River Ziplining place. The last couple of ones, you're like 100 feet in the air. And
nice.
It's fall. And you're just going like 50 miles an hour.
Right.
It was wonderful. And so then the next weekend, I think we went out on the town.
Yeah, we had to make up for lost time.
Yeah. So Greg and who's my husband and our neighbors went out, and we went to some kind of concert and went out to dinner and I don't know, prowled around downtown.
Do you think you're different after turning 40, or do you think you're the same old?
I don't think the age has anything to do with it. I think it's the experiences. I think for me, it was in some ways a milestone, but it was more. Turning the page on 40 to me meant that people in my life who I loved were going to be going away. And I began to really realize with my father's death, I now go to more funerals than I do weddings.
Which, sure.
Oh, right.
Well, maybe it's just you've collected experiences, adult experiences for 20 some years. And then when you turn 40, all of a sudden you become aware that you have experience. You're like,
yes.
That's what I said to myself. It's like, I think people can learn from my experiences.
Yes.
I'm going to start sharing things with my, every time I have a nephew that graduates from college or goes into college or gets out, I'm like, listen, the next 5 to 7 years of your life, you really need to be there for.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, when you're out with your buddies and you decide to take a weekend road trip and you're drinking a beer and you're listening, just pay attention to what the music is and smell the air and, you know, reach over and pat your friend on the back and just got to be there, because those days don't last forever. And life changes. And it changes for the better in many ways, but it's just different. And so I'm like, you guys, that's my number one. And they all, I'm sure they see it coming at this point.
Yeah.
I have a lot of nephews for some reason.
I think for me, the biggest thing that I have noticed, and so I've actually, since you gave me this invitation, I've been thinking a lot about what it means to be at this stage of my life. And one of the things that I've really noticed is that I now know what the mature decision is to make, and I am happy to make it. Hmm. That I am able to see the consequences of having two more drinks and staying up two more hours. I'm able to look to that next day and say, Robin,
come on, you drink more than one drink an hour.
Well, but now I at least know I need to start later. I cannot start drinking at 3
in the afternoon.
And drink until midnight. This is not going to happen. I will be asleep by 10. Right. So I have an understanding now of the proper pacing for drinking, but also just for in general in life, I have an understanding that there are consequences. I'm able to anticipate those and say I'm going to make a better decision, and then be the next day, whether it's that or something more substantial, I'm able to say I'm glad I made that good decision.
I feel like I played a show with the band last Friday.
Yes.
Totally able to pace myself because I knew the next day there's a soccer game at noon.
Yeah, it'll be a soccer game.
You know, I get home and I'm maybe a little more meticulous because I know I'm gonna, I mean, I had some beer,
right?
So I'm like, I'm gonna take some Advil now, I'm gonna drink some water,
right?
I'm gonna make sure that I, you know, don't snooze on brushing my teeth because I don't want to, you know, I want to get as much sleep as I can, so I don't need something like that bothering me. And
I know,
it's just,
my husband's on a guys weekend right now.
Oh boy,
first time. And like really in the first time, because don't think he's a loser
or
something.
He went to Texas,
he's an introvert.
Went to Texas?
So he's in Texas right now. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this last night, this exact thing of, you know, you are going to be there. You only do this like once, two decades? What?
Right.
Like, don't drink so much on Friday nights that you don't enjoy your time with your buddies on Saturday.
Right.
He was like, yeah, I thought about that. Like, we have to make sure this is under control so that we actually have fun, you know?
Yes.
Since it's only two and a half days.
You waste so much time. And with that, and I also, the other corollary, you all have talked a lot about budgeting and how you spend money. And I'm now a big fan of You Need a Budget, which is online platform that I can use because I am budget stupid.
Does it make you want to kick yourself?
Oh my God.
For the past 20 years of just free and easy spending.
No, this is when I go, thank you so much for my husband.
I know.
Yes. Who is so financially minded.
Yes.
I've never had to worry about that.
That is so good.
Sometimes it's annoying.
Yes.
However, in the long run, I know it's awesome.
It is. And I wish my husband was much more budget-minded when I met him, and I'm afraid I ruined him. But just looking at that, the first month was just, okay, let's feed the bank accounts in this. Oh, my God. What are we doing? Why are we eating out so much?
Right.
Exactly.
And all those little meals that I'm too lazy to cook meals, we're done with that.
Yeah.
So when I eat out now, I might spend more money, but it's less often.
Mrs. V had a long day yesterday, and so I was out of town for work, and I was driving home, and I got a text that said, "I can't stop thinking about Five Guys, blizzards, and bourbon."
Yummy!
Like, hey, it's gonna be a fun night at the old Vonderhyde house. Of course, she had the F and the G capitalized in Five Guys, but I read that out loud. I was like, my wife said she can't stop thinking about Five Guys. And everybody was like, oh man, you better hurry up. The other four are already there.
That's great.
Silly.
But then,
silly story. But
this, what you're saying is, Robin, that you would go now and say, nope.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the Five Guys.
Right.
Because I'm going to think about tomorrow.
Right.
And I could have just made spaghetti.
That's what we ended up doing.
There you go. That is the smart, mature decision.
Yeah, there's always Friday night.
Yeah, right. And well, you know, you have to sort of plan and pace. And I'm trying not to make driving through fast food my default option when I don't feel like cooking. Every great once in a while, it's okay. Because I also think that once you say to yourself, never, that is the thing you will be obsessed with doing.
Yes.
You're getting a jump on the spot. Questions that I wrote down.
Here we go.
Well, we don't have to jump into them. One of the questions, ironically, I was like, "How often do you eat junk?"
Hey, I saw her entire Facebook Live video where they tried the Swedish fish Oreo.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, that's hard to say. Yeah.
Swedish fish.
That's not real. I thought that was a Photoshop thing.
No, that's real.
No. Like they and her daughters like ate
really?
Them.
Really?
Yes.
And made this whole Facebook. It was hilarious. It really was.
I mean,
but yeah, they're red in the middle.
That's junk.
That's definite junk.
In America, we come to a point, and I work in advertising, so I recognize this. You got to keep increasing how much stuff you sell, but we're reaching the absolute pit of experimentation. If you're putting Swedish,
I know. Mm. There are some foods that should not be made.
Right.
It should be illegal.
Seriously.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. I don't know if it should be illegal, but
I have very strong moral feelings. It should be a
very short-lived experiment.
Right. I kind of feel like the M&M's people and the Oreos people and the Pop-Tart people. Maybe my God.
Gone off the deep end.
Yeah, just calm down with your flavors.
There are like pumpkin spice M&M's. I saw that. I was just going to get candy corn. I mean, just come on, people. Just plain old candy corn.
Right. Yeah.
And then I saw pumpkin spice
you know who it is?
M&M's. And I went, what?
It's the millennials. They're like, blame it on gosh, you guys, we should totally do pumpkin spice M&M's. Doesn't that sound great?
I don't know. Wait, I don't know if it's millennials.
Let me Snapchat that.
Yeah. I don't think it's millennials. I think it's terrible people. And I hate to blame millennials for all the terrible things
that go
on.
That's the only label that counts.
Well, people buy these things, right?
I always say they're really, I mean, I'm not a big fan of tribes and labels and all that, but there really is a division between the a-holes and the non-a-holes.
Right. Yeah. Now, that's a division just I can believe in.
Try not to be on the a-hole side of things.
Right.
That's just me.
Yes, I'm totally with you.
Okay, Pokemon, yes or no?
I don't play it, but I think it's fun. And I think if you want to play it, then by golly, you just knock yourself out.
Okay. How libertarian of you.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, Swedish Fish Oreos should be illegal, but Pokemon, that's okay. Yeah.
All right.
Come on.
80s or 90s music?
80s.
Really?
Yes.
Ugh.
Hair bands.
Well, I love hair bands,
I know
too.
You do.
You know I do.
I know you
but
do.
But even I recognize at this point in life that really not that good, the music. The musical aspects of it.
But it's about the emotion. It's not about really the music. I believe that music, it makes you feel something, and whatever that makes you feel, if that's genuine and you enjoy that, you just soak it right up.
I just always marvel at how creative people were in the 90s with the, you know, the alternative music and
yes. You know. I thought we were talking about Spice Girls and then I was kind
of
like,
No. Me and my gangster rap.
No.
I am so I don't look like gangster rap, but if you roll down my windows,
that's what you're listening to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
unless the kids are not in the car,
we shouldn't have to roll down the windows. We should see your car vibrate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I always felt really interesting driving into like nonprofit work, like serving children in need.
Right,
like while I'm just like bump into like I don't know. That's like my super explicit gangster rap music.
Yeah. Like the scene in Office Space where the guy's in the traffic jam and he's got gangster rap on.
Yes.
That's me.
He rolls up his window and slinks down in his chair.
Yeah.
I'm like totally in the carpool line with the gangster rap. And then the kids get in the car, I'm like, turn it down.
Right.
Off.
Mom.
All right. So all right, what's the best thing about 80s music then?
Well, for me, I think I heard a music critic say once that most of us are stuck in whatever we listened to in high school. And I think that really feels real to us, that that's like the thing we are nostalgic
for. That's when we first got connected to our emotions.
Right. And I think that's probably true. For me, I was in a conservative religious high school. And we were not technically really supposed to be listening to rock music.
Man,
so,
if I had Britney Fox Girls School queued up right now, wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be. But it's that sort of feeling that it's maybe a little bit forbidden.
Risque.
Yeah. And even though it's really not, I mean, if you think about what was risque then versus what is now.
Oh, gosh.
There's nothing risque now.
No.
No, there's nothing. Everything is okay.
It's all acceptable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So it's kind of something.
That's the prudy man in me coming out. Like Lady Gaga's playing the Super Bowl halftime thing. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to watch that with my kids. Thanks a lot, Super Bowl.
Remember the Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have kids back then.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I wasn't even looking at the TV.
That was a malfunction.
But I did.
Sure.
I mean, we watched when Beyonce played and the girls were like, she's taking off her clothes. They were just shocked. And they still call her the lady with no pants. I mean, or the pantsless lady or something. Like, hey, man, if you like Beyonce, that's great.
Yes.
But I'm just happy that my kids don't.
Well, you know, I could stand, that would be okay. But there are things, terms I don't want to explain.
Right.
Yes. And I
like
don't really.
Trashy.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did that come out?
Yes.
Did I say that out loud?
There was a particular, when one of my kids asks me, what does this horrible, terrible word mean? And I'm kind of like
astrology.
Not that one.
Yeah.
That one I can sort of explain.
All right. Okay. Here's this is really going to put you on the spot.
Okay. Oh, let's do it.
I don't even know what these are, so I'm trying to read upside down.
Right now, if you could choose 4 hours with your family at a theme park without having to travel there, you could blink your eyes and be there.
Ooh.
Because the travel's kind of the biggest pain in the butt.
Right.
Or a night alone with a bottle of wine. Which would you choose?
Oh, dear God.
See what I mean? Putting you on the spot.
Well, let's see. The good mother answer. See, I think 4 hours at a theme park is perfect.
Yeah, eight
it
hours
is, nice.
Is yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the whole
it's four rides.
Yeah, well, right. Maybe two.
Yeah.
And also, it's 75 degrees.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah, it's perfect
it's
weather
75 degrees.
Day.
Anywhere. I'd probably go to Cedar Point. I've always wanted to go to Cedar Point.
I have not been there.
Me neither.
Yeah. We haven't done a lot of theme parks.
Okay.
So
but
I know
you
that's.
Would go there.
Of,
right.
Yeah, I would. Nice. If I said the bottle of wine, I'd be a bad person. So.
No, you wouldn't.
We don't judge here.
I think that is perfectly acceptable as a person in your 40s to say, look.
I need some me time.
I need to take some time.
Well, but here's the thing. I probably get more me time than a lot of people.
You work out of your house?
I do.
Okay.
And after the
your
kids are in bed.
Doesn't work out of the
no,
house?
Okay. No, he has a job.
Mm-hmm.
So
poor him.
I know. He has to carry the benefits.
Oh, yeah.
But... Yeah, it's there's been snow days when we've both worked at home, and it's been interesting to see our different work styles, because I'm like, I'll work for a half an hour, I'll be like, hey, look at this funny cat video.
Mm-hmm.
No interest. Like, he is in the zone.
Right.
I am working.
I do not exist. I don't, there are children here, I've not seen them. You know,
yeah.
He's just works. And that explains a lot, because I don't hear from him at all during the day.
Oh, wow.
Which is, okay. I don't really need to.
See, I'm like right. you because I'll send my wife a text and be like, hey, did you see this thing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm thinking about, you know, Thanksgiving break. Should we go out
right.
somewhere?
She's you probably, want tacos tonight?
I mean, she yeah. works her butt off at work, and she's probably going, who has time for this during the day? I'm like, well,
that's probably what my husband says
I made my
about
career
me.
Choice. It's just one of those things. So
yeah.
I don't think you should feel bad about
yeah.
me, you time and... You know, whatever.
Yeah, I feel fulfilled in that way, though, because I make a point to, if I'm going on a business trip, I will extend it by a few days either way and make a point to do and see things that I want to do or haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I make time for that in a way. And my husband is very generous and supportive of allowing me to do that. And I do the same for him because we both know that's really valuable.
Is he funny?
He can be very amusing, yes. And when he is, it takes you by surprise.
Yeah, right. My dad was like that.
You aren't anticipating
right.
it. Like, he once told the kids missed a snow day 1 year. They missed Valentine's Day 1 year because of a snow day. And he told them that their Valentines would be collected and shredded.
Nobody loves you anyway.
He just has, like, an evil sense of humor.
They were in, like, second grade. And I couldn't stop laughing.
Nope, maybe he needs to come on Guys Weekend.
Yeah.
All right. What's the worst gift you've ever received?
I once received a pair of pantyhose that were not in any sort of container whatsoever
what?
And wrapped in wrapping paper.
What?
Not
and
even
it wasn't
in
a gag?
Do they still make them in eggs?
It has to be a gag. Like,
this was a very long time ago.
A white elephant type of thing.
Do they have the plastic eggs still?
I don't know if they
do. Do they have pantyhose still?
There are pantyhose still, and people wear them, not me.
Oh,
well, that's why I don't know if there's the eggs.
I guess tomorrow is Saturday night. I probably. Oh, never mind. Did that come out?
You may want to go buy Cirilla's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It was somebody. Oh, it was my next door neighbors. I guess they were going to Mama's Barbecue on Hurstbourne Lane.
Oh.
And they took a picture like, hey, which one of these two places are we going? Cirilla's is right next door.
Right.
And quite frankly,
could go either way.
Could go either way with those guys. That's hilarious. Well, I hope you had fun.
I did.
I know that this was just sort of random for you. And we're
yeah.
like, you know, Robin's kind of fun. We should have her come on.
Why not?
You are fun.
Well, thank you.
What else? Do you have any questions for us? Like, this is a job interview.
So. Well, I don't think so. I think we've touched on everything that I would hope to.
Okay.
So, but are we all about the same age? I will turn 45 in November.
Oh, this is my PERD podcast
reminder
that I'm not 40 yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
no, I'm approaching 40.
Oh,
so
oh.
I have to drop that in every
yeah,
podcast.
It's great.
So okay. we are on average 40-ish, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be 45 in April.
Oh, so
okay.
he puts us way yeah. over.
Man, I'm the oldest person in this room.
No, I'm 38.
See,
mm-hmm. I used to remember like when I first out of school, I was always the youngest person. Always being, you're just a baby.
Yeah.
And now when people who are older than me say this, I'm like, give me a break.
Yeah.
I am, you're just a baby. You're so young. I'm like, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
I have lived. I've experienced. Well, I've lost.
You know what? When people say stuff like that, you just shake your head and say, yeah. Just enjoy it, man. Anytime anybody calls you young, I mean, my God. I've spent, the other thing I have to say about being this age is that things are falling apart that I did not anticipate.
Yeah.
Like my feet.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
What is going on?
Got bunions.
Yeah. My toes on my left foot are all weird. I saw a great thing on Facebook once that said, if your feet look like you could dive down out of the air and snatch your dinner out of the river, do not wear flip-flops. And that's how I'm beginning to feel about it.
Sounds like
my
a
feet.
Jeff Foxworthy bit.
Isn't it?
I know. I'm like, my friends are like, let's go get pedicures. I'm like, I'm not showing these things to anybody.
No. No. It's crazy. And now people used to talk about, like, Botox. I'd be like, my 20s, I was like, who would do that? Now I'm like, is that expensive? Yeah, right. Or
does it hurt?
Where would I go to get that?
Yeah, I had a spill in the backyard over the weekend. I was playing football and I tripped over something and it was stupid. But I jammed, I'm walking with a limp. Ooh. Almost a week later, my shoulder hurts a little bit. Even 10 years ago, I wouldn't have felt like this.
No,
I think.
At all.
I mean, anybody 40 and up. Physical therapy should just be mandatory.
Well, you know, of course, now I'm thinking to myself, hip replacement's right around the corner.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, who knows?
It is. It's kind of crazy, like the things that people would talk about this stuff when they were my age now, and I'd be like, that's not going to happen to me. Like the people would be like, oh, I just wear comfortable shoes. Now I don't wear heels. And I thought, I will never be like that. Mm-hmm. And my last trip, I actually went online and bought several pairs of flats. And that was, and I took the heels, but I didn't wear them. I couldn't stand it.
Nope. Oh. All my heels are upstairs in the spare bedroom closet.
Yeah.
Well, usually on a Saturday night. Never mind.
Dan's overshare.
Thank you for coming in.
Well, glad to do it.
We'll have you back some point.
Okay.
Everyone say bye to Facebook.
Toodles.
Bye.
Indeed, Robin is a hoot.
She is a hoot.
I wasn't quite I'm glad I put these quickie, on-the-spot questions. I really was worried about that. Would you like to drink wine by yourself or hang out with your family? Because, that's something we all have to consider on a Friday night.
Yeah, well, tonight I think I'll just drink wine with my family. There you go.
Well, your husband's out of town.
I know, so we'll
just put the kids and say, hey, you guys go play video games. Mama's going to sit over here and enjoy Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Yeah, no.
Or whatever. I don't know anything about wine.
I drink, I have a local favorite, the Old 502 wine. There's a red one that I like. I drink a local wine.
Is that the, it's not the box wine, is it?
Yes, that's one.
Is it?
Okay. That's one. Music.
It's really sweet.
Yes, box music to your lips.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It
makes me sing.
I like things that are a little drier. No. I always say that if I'm going to drink wine, I want to be thirstier after I had a drink because that's how dry I want it to be.
No, not me.
Well, there's always your margaritas.
Yes.
Pumpkin spice margaritas.
No. Thank you. That's disgusting.
We should bottle pumpkin spice margaritas and market them as...
And people will buy them.
Are part of our podcast merchandise.
I don't like anything pumpkin spice, really. I like fall. We've declared. We did a whole podcast on my love of fall. I hate pumpkin spice stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll stop mentioning it then. In that case...
Words of wisdom?
Yep.
Man, I've got certain information.
What do you think the meaning of life is? The
best place to be is here. The best time to be is now.
Party on, dudes!
Little girls are delicate. Boy, you put in the backyard like a dog, it raises itself.
Words of wisdom.
Okay, you're going to have to go first because I got to come up with something.
You're going to become wise while I'm talking.
Yep.
I'm going to make you wise. So my word of wisdom, not words, word of wisdom this week is commitment. So
she's reacting to the look on my face like, what is this going to be?
Commitment. It's not a quote. We never said I had to give a quote.
Well,
So it's just word of wisdom. Commitment. I've had some experiences in the last 2 weeks where people have shown lack of commitment. And I want to impress upon people and
like Horton, here's a who, right?
That if you commit to something,
mm-hmm.
you commit to something. This is a commitment.
Unless there's a contract with an out clause.
Yeah, there you go. That I think one of the worst qualities in a person is being non-committal or committing and then just
wait. I need failing. To relook up my zodiac again. Does it say non-committal? It says lazy.
Yeah. No. Because lazy, I think you wouldn't commit in the first place.
Right.
And I'm okay with that, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My theory is, if you have something in the back of your head saying, I don't think I have time for this, I'm not interested in this,
right. Then
don't commit to something.
Well, I think a lot of people commit to stuff because they're afraid to disappoint people.
Yeah, they're afraid to say no.
But it's better to just say no and disappoint somebody and just let them go be successful with somebody else.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I was helping out with a big major festival here in Louisville, and I had 12 vendors set up, all this stuff. People are depending on this.
They have to pay for it?
No. Okay. But I think next year they're going to have to, because that makes people come.
Put a deposit down.
And then all of a sudden, the day of, I was down to 5. And people had all sorts of excuses. Some legitimate, great, that's fine. But I actually, that day, and I had committed to this festival to help organize it, plus be there, I had to coach a soccer game. So I had a dilemma. But what I did was I found somebody to fill my spot. I met with them on the day before, told them what to do, gave them all the stuff, so that my commitment was not, I didn't just throw it out the window.
Yeah.
So I took care of it.
It sounds like you were an adult.
I was an adult. And what I wonder about is, all of these folks are good people. They're not bad people. They run businesses. They have families. They seemingly get through life.
Yeah.
But showed such a lack of commitment to their word or, you know, what they were, that I was like, really?
Yeah.
This many people are okay with this?
So that's over half of what you were.
Over half. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then one of them left in the middle of the thing.
Oh.
Like, what?
So you went from 12 to 4.5, essentially.
Like, what? And so it just kind of, you know, there are situations in life that I think when you're going to make a commitment, you have to be sure and okay with the fact that you're going to follow through with that. Mm. And if you can't, then up front, don't commit. It's much better to not commit, and then whoever's going to depend on you no longer has to depend on you. They can go find someone else.
Just move on.
Right. Yep. When you commit to something, somebody is depending on you. So your lack of commitment then creates an emergency or a problem for somebody else. And it just annoys me to no end.
Unless you cut off your foot. And then,
Yes. And that's what I said. Some of the things were legit, you know. But
lost a foot?
No. But their reasoning was legit. But other people, it was like, what? You didn't get my email?
Oh.
Silence. No. Let's not lie to cover your.
I sent that into the universe.
Honesty is a wonderful thing. So anyway, as I have said before, I'm kind of decommittifying myself over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
And not because of this, but because I feel like I want to make conscious choices that when I commit to something, I'm going to do well. I'm going to follow through.
Yeah.
And the more, if you have too many of those things in abundance, it's easy to fall into a situation where you might look like, oh gosh, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And you're obligated. And I'm too obligated. Like, I'm going to do it. And so, but other people, apparently it's okay to just not commit. Decommit themselves and leave other people hanging. So commit if you're going to do a good job and if you're going to follow through. Otherwise, say no.
I'm sorry you had that experience.
Oh,
well, that's going to wrap it up.
You have to. Did you come up with something?
I do have an idea.
I tried for like 3 minutes.
The word commitment made me think of something that I heard somebody else talking about on a podcast this week, and we were talking about.
So you're just going to steal somebody else's wisdom?
Sure, I'm going to adapt it.
Okay.
Well, we were talking earlier about contentment versus happiness, right? If you are in a situation, let's say you're committed to your job,
right,
and you've made an agreement, and you're going to work in, but. You're trying to be present and you're trying to be content. You're like, look, this is not a bad situation. I'm earning money and I'm supporting my family or I'm achieving X goals and whatnot. It'd be very easy to just sort of decommission your ambition at that point.
Right.
And take some other goals you might have and put them in the back in your back pocket or on the back burner or do something else with them. So my words of wisdom, I guess, would be to stay committed to yourself when it comes to the things that you want out of life. So, you know, there is something to be said for contentment, and looking around and saying, I got it pretty good is great, but you can't just take that for granted, I don't think. You always have to be
on to the next thing.
Keeping your eye down the road and knowing where it is you want to end up, or just to cross things off your list, I guess.
Right. And you can't, if you cross something off, I think you need to add something.
You do?
I think so.
Yeah. Eventually you're going to start adding bad stuff.
No. Yeah. I'm saying as life evolves, you know, we've talked about this. When you, as you age, you
now
start
you sound like you're lecturing me. I'm just kidding.
You want things that you didn't know you wanted. So those, yeah. That's what I'm saying you add. Add the new things, the new goals that you didn't realize when you were 25 and you wrote down your list of, by the time I'm 40, I want to accomplish blah, 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 blah. These things all change.
Just retirement by 50.
Yeah. That's all you can ask for. You'd have to be like a cop to do that.
A long way to go. No, not if I had planned earlier in life, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Now, this time I'm serious about that. We're done. I dropped some words, okay? thanks to Robin Davis Sukula for coming in. We forgot to ask her how people can hook up with her on Twitter, but she's out there.
She's out there.
Yep. Sekula is how you spell. I almost said pronounce her last name.
Yeah, and people can go on Facebook. We put the Facebook Live video
right
on the 40-ish
on our
podcast
page. 40-ish, that's right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dan Vonderhyde.
And for me, follow Lou Fam Fun.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.